Immediately after approving campaign finance reform, the Senate turned to another highly contentious matter, the budget proposed by President Bush. Republicans want to get a budget resolution through the Senate this week that mirrors the spending levels and tax cuts which the president has requested and which the House already has approved. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For the president, it was relatively quick and easy to get his budget outline approved last week in the House, but the evenly divided Senate is a different matter. One or two Democrats could break ranks to approve the budget, but several moderate Republicans have publicly questioned the tax cuts that are the centerpiece of that budget. Last night on the Senate floor, Budget Committee Chairman Pete Domenici of New Mexico admitted not everyone was on board.
I think I speak for almost every Republican senator. Note, I'm not overstating the case, almost every Republican senator, that this president, President George W. Bush, deserves to have his budget and his tax plan considered by the United States Senate.
But the ranking Democrat on the Budget Committee, Kent Conrad of North Dakota, insisted the entire Bush budget is predicated on a $5.6 trillion budget surplus that the Congressional Budget Office gives only a 10% chance of actually coming about.
This is a riverboat gamble. This is betting the farm on a 10-year forecast that has very little chance of ever coming true.
Conrad said the Senate should not even debate the budget until the president submits a more detailed plan. Mr. Bush is expected to do that next week once members of Congress have gone home for a recess. Conrad offered alternative legislation he said the American people really wanted.
We will provide for an immediate fiscal stimulus of $60 billion. And, Mr. President, I might add, that's what we think we should be doing this week. We think we should be passing on the floor of the Senate an immediate fiscal stimulus. That's what we thought should be done.
Domenici said he proposed the same amount for a stimulus a week ago to fellow Republican senators as well as to the president.
But he said, as we said then and as we say today, it would be foolhardy to adopt a current one-year stimulus package without reforming the tax code, so as to provide for more prosperity over a longer period of time.
For Conrad, though, the promises of long-term prosperity through tax cuts sounded like a replay of the big tax cut pushed by Ronald Reagan at the beginning of his presidency.
Many of the same people who were there at the birthing of the dramatic increase in the deficits and debt of this country are back again.
That was enough to prompt Texas Republican Phil Graham to decree in mock amazement that his Democratic colleagues have become conservatives.
They're concerned about this big tax cut. They're concerned about debt. They're concerned about deficits. They're concerned about protecting Social Security.
Graham said those concerns are misplaced.
If we adopt the president's budget and if we enforce it and if we cut taxes, I believe that America will be richer, freer, and happier 10 years from now and 100 years from now than it will be if we don't.
But the tax cut has also clearly become a test of the president's sway over Congress. Last night, Pete Domenici nearly pleaded on the president's behalf.
He's entitled to just that one break on this budget resolution, so we'll keep working for him. And we will have a lot of senators on our side, I hope, in the end.
Republicans want the president's budget to clear the Senate by the end of the week, though that may require Vice President Cheney to cast his first tie-breaking vote. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.